sitting toward the front of the sanctuary, you may not have turned around and looked behind you. The balcony is full. The sanctuary is full. You in the cheap seats. It is good to be together on this Easter morning. Welcome. Whether you are here for the first time or whether you are here every week, we are glad you are here this morning to be part of this worshiping community on this Easter. On this joyful Easter morning, we come to be given new life. Some of us need new life in our aching bodies. Some of us need new life in our skeptical minds. Some of us need new life in our fearful hearts. And some of us need it in our strained relationships. We need new life in our jobs and our homes and in our hope. In the silence of this next moment, the silence of your heart, I invite you to speak to God and to yourself the truth of your life. We long to be renewed, resurrected as Jesus was resurrected. We long to be an Easter people. We long for Alleluia to be the song that rushes forth from our lives unbidden. On this day, we are reminded that new life has already been given to us. Alleluia is our song.
Early in the morning of the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. She ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they've put him." Peter and the other disciple left to go to the tomb. They were running together, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and was the first to arrive at the tomb. Bending down to take a look, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he didn't go in. Following him, Simon Peter entered the tomb and saw the linen cloths lying there. He also saw the face cloth that had been on Jesus' head. It wasn't with the other clothes, but was folded up in its own place. Then the other disciple, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They didn't yet understand the scripture that Jesus must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to the place where they were staying. Mary stood outside the tomb, crying. As she cried, she bent down to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white, seated where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and one at the foot. The angels asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She replied, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've put him." As soon as she had heard this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know it was him. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking it was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't hold on to me, for I haven't yet gone up to my Father. Go to my brothers and sisters and tell them, I'm going up to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary Magdalene left and announced to the disciples, "I've seen the Lord." Then she told them what she had seen. This is the word of the Lord.